subject. Am I wrong for being upset at my girlfriend for allowing her friend's husband to kiss on her? Dear Stephen Shirley, this weekend I met my girlfriend's best friend and her best friend's husband. This was the first time meeting them because we've only been dating 3 months. When we walked into the restaurant, the friend shook my hand, but her husband, who was clearly intoxicated, embraced my girlfriend in an inappropriate manner and then proceeded to kiss her, not on the lips, but on her neck and cheek. I thought this was very inappropriate on his part and on my girlfriend's part for allowing this to take place. It continued after we got seated. I went to the car to get our jackets, and when I came back in, he told me to sit next to his wife, which again didn't sit well with me. I didn't want to create a scene or appear to be insecure, but I felt this was all inappropriate behavior. I felt he disrespected his wife, and it went on the entire evening. I spoke to my girlfriend about this when we got home, and I could tell she didn't like me saying anything about it. Her response to me was that she didn't see anything inappropriate about it. I asked her if she ever considered her friend's feelings because she clearly appeared bothered by it. She said to me, "Well, since I see it's a problem for you, I will not allow this to happen again." Not one time did she acknowledge that it was inappropriate. Am I wrong, Steve? I truly wanted to kick his behind and drop her because she's old enough to know that this was wrong. Now, she said if I had done the same thing, that she would be very upset and would not tolerate it. Please advise. Thank you. I think you should take your girlfriend's advice. She said if it were reversed, she would be very upset and would not tolerate it. I don't think you should tolerate it either. I really don't. I'm surprised and appalled at everyone's behavior in this letter, but most of all yours. Okay, your girlfriend was very disrespectful to you by letting the guy kiss on her neck and sit next to her and all of that. He, of course, was disrespectful. That was ridiculous what he was doing. It doesn't matter if he was intoxicated. Since when does being drunk give you the right to kiss on someone else's girl? I don't get that. You say you didn't want to create a scene or appear insecure or anything. That wouldn't have made you look insecure. Not at all. It would have just made you look as though you were protecting what was yours, or not that you own her, but just, you know, the relationship. But I mean, who cares if you created a scene, or it deserved a scene at that point because they were making a scene. I think they were out of control. I think you should have checked them right then and right there. And your girlfriend, I don't know, you guys have just been dating for 3 months. Maybe you don't want to take this any further with her because her attitude, is she a swinger? Are they swingers? What is going on here, Steve?
With the cute girl. Now, all of a sudden, I'm sitting over there next to Brunhilde. Cause you done married her, and y'all done got 4 kids, and she done gained about 16.
How you know she look bad?
You got all that out.
I'm just saying, just in case.
Okay.
I ain't finna
let
sit
the
over
record
here
show.
Why I got to sit next to the woman don't nobody want? I came in here with who I wanted to come in here with. I felt he disrespected his wife, and it went on the entire evening.
The entire evening?
I spoke to my girlfriend about this when we got home. Hold on. Y'all stay together?
After three months?
See, this letter getting bad here.
Yeah.
I could tell she didn't like me saying anything about it. Her response to me was that she didn't see anything inappropriate about it, and I asked her if she ever considered her friend's feeling. That's because she liked it. That some women like that kind of attention. Girl, every time he see me, he just kiss all over me. She be standing there looking just as crazy. She gonna mess around and get yourself in a real swinging situation here,
son. Yeah.
See, and I know y'all young because you said, because she clearly appeared to be bothered, his wife. She said to me, "Well, since I see this is a problem for you, I would not allow this to happen." Not one time did she acknowledge this was inappropriate. You said, "Am I wrong, Steve, for truly wanting to kick his behind and drop her because she's old enough to know that this was wrong?" So obviously y'all young. So now let me tell your young behind something. The woman, your girlfriend, disrespected you by allowing another man to continually throughout the evening to put his lips and hands on her. I don't give a damn what he do to his wife. That couple over there ain't none of my business.
Right.
My only business is who I got the relationship with. How you acted. You over there giggling through this whole thing. Hey, dog, let me ask you something, dog. You can't find nobody else? Because I'm with Shirley. These sound like swingers right here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
See, they out there swinging. You don't want to get swung, but the swinging is going on.
Yes, it is. There you go.
Let's go again. They out there swinging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get swung, but you sitting in the swing.
All right, we're going to take calls.
I don't know if you know it, but they pulling you back right now. When they let you go, you're going to be swinging.
Listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.